way over there.
You think the park is where?
Over there, and then like go over here, and then there's the park, like over there.
So we're getting close, right?
Yep.
What, over there, you think?
Oh wait, over there.
Over here. So we just follow this path?
Yep. And then there will be like in the park, I think. I think that's the park. I don't know, but I think that's the park.
You think that might be it?
Yeah.
So you, how many times do you think you've been to this park?
Like, this one time.
Hmm. Wow, you got a great memory. Yeah, there it is. Look at that, right over the hills there. We got a park right over there. You got a great memory. Oh my goodness, Ella.
Yep, I always got a great memory. When my mom was going this way and we were trying to go to the zoo, then she accidentally went this way and then I told her to went this way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you said, no, Mom, I think it's the other way, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then you remembered, huh? You remembered where it was. That is great that you have such a good memory. What do you think is the very first memory that you can remember? What's the very first thing you can remember, ever remembering?
I think the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was like to be JoJo's age?
Little.
Yeah, when you were that little? Do you remember Do you remember what it was like to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for the first time?
Yummy.
Yes. What was it like for you to have oatmeal for the first time?
Messy,
yeah. What was it like for you to eat, let's say, pizza for the first time? What do you remember thinking about that? With the cheese and the tomato sauce.
Cheesy?
Yeah, very cheesy. Oh, look at this. They have a volleyball court over
here. Tomato-y?
Very tomato-y, yes. Very cheesy, very tomato-y.
Yes. So, here's an even funner park.
You like this one better, huh? This does look like a really cool one.
Yep.
There's a lot of...
And there's even, like, climbing stuff and stuff.
There is climbing stuff. Ooh, and there's something to crawl through over there, too, which is great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is great. This is great.
I love this park.
This is a great one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They got a few. It seems like they got a few, like, two different things here.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting.
Watch me climb up here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Climb up there. What is this thing? What do you think this thing is? What is this? Is that a fan or just something to hold on to? Let's see. What is that thing? Oh, maybe it's just... Boy, I get. Maybe it's just something to look through, huh?
Yeah.
This is really cool. Wow. It says kids only on it. Like it's like a tree house, right?
Oh, kids only?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
It's okay, though. We're allowed.
I'm a kid.
Yeah, I'm a kid, too.
No, you're not.
Let's see. Do you want to, do you want to try to hang from one of these things?
No.
No? Does this look too tall for you?
Yeah, a little too tall.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. I didn't expect this at all. I'm spinning. I got one arm. I got one arm on it, one hand on the, my phone. Oh, my gosh. Let me put that in my pocket. Oh, I can't. I don't know if I can do it in time. Oh, I might fall off of this thing. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Big time. Oh my goodness.
And then this wobbly thing.
Ooh, I like this. Wobbly bridge.
Wobbly bridge.
Ooh, exciting. Oh, that's a tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, slide down the slide.
All right, let's slide down the slide.
Okay.
Ooh, that's good. Whoa. Oh, that would be good. Ooh, that's good.
Too bad we don't have any sand.
Too bad we don't have any sand. We got lots of sand.
Too bad we don't have any sand shoes.
Oh, sand shoes. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What do you think about these little tractor things with the shovels? Have you ever used them before?
No.
No? Do you want to try one out?
Yeah. I'm going to try the red one. You try the other one.
Oh, I'll try this blue one out, huh? Yeah, I'll try this blue one out. These are okay, so Ella, one of them seems to pull it up, and the other, it digs down into it. I see. Oh, interesting. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, I should probably get mine out of here too. Remember earlier when we were spinning around in that thing, I had sandy shoes.
Yeah.
Sandy shoes.
I have sandy shoes too.
Let's see what other kind of crazy stuff is up here.
Sandy shoes too.
Oh, you got sandy shoes too, yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good, yeah. Knock that sand off of there.
Good point.
Ooh, good job. Let's see. Oh yeah, I got the sand in there. You know, I did a Yachtly Cruise show, and we played on the beach. And while I was trying to help them put the equipment out there, I was stepping a lot in the sand with these shoes. And so every once in a while, some sand will fall out. Just, I'll be at places, and then and then sand will fall out of my... Well, are you putting sand on my pants? You are funny. Hey, everybody, I'm a sand monster. I'm a sand monster. Look at those sandy feet. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Sandy Feet. Nice to meet you. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Sandy Feet. I take the beach with me wherever I go. Oh, there we go. Look at that.
You're so sandy.
I'm very sandy. Oh, my gosh. My pants are... My leg is... It got so much sand on my kneecap now. I can't even find it anymore. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Oh no. Oh no! Ah! You little monster. Look at, I got a sandy knee now. Oh my gosh. Let's try to go down this crazy slide. There's a big one over here. Oh, wait a second. I think we... you should put them on. You should put them on. Go, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Don't forget right about my shoes.
Don't forget about them shoes.
Don't forget about them too.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
Wait, should I loosen this so we can get the foot on there? Get it on there good? Oh, yeah, the Velcro.
Yep, the Velcro.
Oh, very good, very good. Marvelous, marvelous, simply marvelous. Oh, yeah. Great, I got sandy hair. Yay. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's climb up. There's something strange over here I want to investigate. Look at this, Ella.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know because I'm up here.
You got to try. Yes, you're way up there. You got to try see what this thing is all about. There's a chain on here.
And you climb up.
Climbing mechanisms. Know. Yeah. You've done this before?
No.
Oh. But you know all about it, don't you?
Yeah. Because you climb up it.
Yeah, it's true. Whoa. Whoa.
Hold on, Uncle!
I want to see you climb up it. I want to see you climb up it.
Nope.
I think you can do it.
Nope.
No? Is it terrifying?
If you can climb down this.
That is so true. That's a good way of putting it. Okay, so if I can climb down this, then I can definitely climb down this. Wow, that is so true. Have you been down that big slide over there on this one yet? Have you been down that? Oh, yeah? I'm going to go try that.
I can climb slide.
Ooh, okay. Let me see you climb that slide. Go ahead. Climb that slide. Ooh, that's marvelous. Look at you. What the heck? You were born to climb slides. Whoa. Slide climbers of America. Oh, whoa. Slide climbers of America. Ooh, that's good.
No, you try.
I gotta admit, that is good. Okay, I'm gonna climb up this thing. Here we go. Here we go.
You were made to climb. You were made to climb.
That's right.
You were made to climb.
I learned from a master. You're the master. The master blaster.
Yep.
All right, should we try to go down this slide?
Master.
Ooh, you're faster. You're faster, master. Whoa, yikes. Whoa. That was a rickety slide.
Ooh,
it's a rock. Look at that, they got mountain climbing here. Oh, that's cool. A big slab of rock. Oh yeah, go ahead, beat me to the top. I'll start at the bottom. Dun, 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 slide climbers of America. Oh my gosh, you got up there way before I did. Whoa! Oh, slide climbers of America. Oh, well. Slide climbers of America. Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, slide climbers of America. Whoa. Ooh. Yo. Oh, whoa. Slide climbers of America. Oh, whoa. Hey, what is that? There's a spider web looking. Oh, you throwing sand. There's a spider web looking thing over here. I want to see what this thing is all about. What do you think this thing is? What is this? Ella, what the heck is that crazy thing?
Up it?
That's strange. Ooh, and it moves around really weird. You're like a spider inside a spider web, aren't you?
Yep.
You're a human spider. It's the human spider.
Spider!
It's a spider! Look at this. This thing looks like a wishbone. What do you suppose you do over here? Do you think it's a bouncy thing? It looks kind of bouncy. Do you think it's bouncy?
You walk on.
Oh, you just walk on it? Oh, that's it? That's all there is to it. It's like a wishbone. You just walk on it. Interesting.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Let's go through this.
Oh, yeah. It is a challenge. Ooh, yeah, climbing through.
Let's stay through here.
Oh, you want to stay in here?
Yep.
It's a good place to get some shade, right?
Yep. Good place to get some shade.
This might even be a good place to fall asleep in, right? If you're really tired, you could just go whoosh, just fall asleep inside this thing. So how would you describe this, Ella? How do you describe
this? Tunnel?
Yeah, how would you describe this to someone who has never seen it before? What would you say about it?
That it's big and round.
That's true. What does this look like to you, this kind of stuff?
A cave?
Yes, it does look like a cave. Yes. Yes, it does look like a cave. It feels like... Like plastic? Rock.
Plastic?
Is it supposed
rock?
To be like a...
I guess so.
Do you think it's supposed to be like a big tree trunk, or do you think it's supposed to be like...
I think a big tree trunk?
It does kind of look like that, huh?
This park looks like... Ooh. This park looks like a jungle.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, it really does.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, so this looks like the bark. It does.
Challenges.
Oh, yeah, giant challenges. Oh, and then we got, what are these, mushrooms?
Okay, step on the mushrooms.
All right.
See if you can climb up.
Whoa, it's balancing. Whoa, whoo, that was quite a balancing act.
If you can climb up that, then you can climb down there.
Ooh, that is such a good point. Okay, let's try that. Ooh, certainly. Those look like tree stumps, don't they?
Now, if you can climb down that, then you can climb up this.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm gonna climb right up the slide. Whoa! Oh, Ella, let me see you climb up that slide. I haven't seen you climb up that one yet. You did such a good job on that big one. Do you think you could climb up this one? Do you think that's a... Let's see how much of a challenge that is to you. Let's check out the slide challenge. Ooh! Oh my gosh, you're fast. You are fast, fast, fast. So, okay. How...
Well, if you can do that, then you can climb down this.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh, that's good. Ooh, it's got a... Remember we walked across the rickety bridge? This is kind of a rickety ladder.
Yeah.
Rickety.
If you can climb down that, then you can climb in.
Oh,
this.
Yeah. Very true. Yep. Ooh, now here we are again. We're in the cave. We're in the tree cave.
And now we need to talk about the cave.
Yes, let's talk about the cave. Now, how many people your size, how many kids your size do you think you could fit in here?
Like, my friends?
Like how many? Like 5, 10? How many do you think could pack into here?
I think like one right here and one right here and one right there and then one right here and then one right there.
5, 6. So that's let's see. What is that, 6 or 5? I can't remember.
6.
I lost count. Oh, 6. Okay. One right here, one right there, one here. Boom, here another one, another one, another one.
Another one there.
Ooh, so maybe even 7, huh? 7 or 8 maybe?
8.
I guess, you know what, if they're all your size, they could probably fit in here, because you're pretty thin. I think you could pack them.
Yep.
So you could probably have some sitting in your direction, and then we could probably have some sitting in the other direction, too.
Mm.
Wow, this is so interesting. This would actually be a really great place to read a book, I think. This would be a good spot to read a book.
And go to bed.
Yeah, take a nice little nap, a nice afternoon
and
nap.
And have a snack.
You could even have a snack in here, that's for sure.
And put a kitchen right here.
Oh, yeah, you could put a kitchen right here in this little tree. Mm-hmm. Now, what about, I got an idea. What about drawing? This would be a good place to draw, right?
Yep.
Because it's like you're shading.
Eyeballs.
Oh, yes, thank you for those emojis that you send me with the eyeballs? I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. Mm-hmm. And then the drawings that you send with the eyeballs? Oh, my goodness. As you know, I love the eyeballs.
I've been talking about those eyeballs forever.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You cannot escape them if you try. The eyeballs are everywhere.
Yep.
So now, let's see. What do you think?
I see an eyeball!
You see an eyeball over there? Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're everywhere. Yeah, you cannot escape the eyeballs. They are everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's an eyeball. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, have you ever played volleyball? Have you ever played that game?
Nope. Only my mom.
Oh, your mom?
When she was a teenager.
Oh, so she told you that she played volleyball when she was a teenager? Oh, that's great.
And Dad, I guess, played football?
Oh, yes, yes. He played football. He was great. He was great at football.
He played football?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. In high school.
Okay.
You want to try my sunglasses on?
Yeah.
Just to see what they... Oh, yeah. Those are what they call polarized lenses. So if you look at the clouds, you should be able to see some neat things in the clouds. Do you see that there are more, like, textures and more...
Yep, I see.
Yeah, because if you don't have the glasses on...
More than ordinary ones.
Yes. Okay, so look at the clouds now without the glasses, without the glasses. Okay, now just kind of look at them, observe them. Okay, now look at the same clouds with those glasses. Do you see different things? Do you notice, like...
I see a dragon up there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. That's why cloud watching is so fun, because it's like a moving artistic project. It's like a moving painting.
Yeah.
And it can change, it can morph, it can transform. It can turn into all kinds of cool stuff up there.
Hey, do you know what I got at the Children's Museum?
What did you get?
Sticking bubbles that stick to your hands.
What the heck? Are they real bubbles? And then they and you just hold them on your hands and they just stick there?
Yep.
Wow.
For a little bit, and then they just, like, pop, and then they're just, like, just a line on your hand.
How big are they? The size of, like, a marble? Like, the size of, like...
A size of, like, a marble, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, so they're, like, the size of... So, how do you... are they already bubbles when you get them? Or are they something else, and then you make them into a bubble?
Well, they're, like, bubbles, like, when you blow them, and then they stick on your hand.
Oh, it's okay. So it's something that you have to sort of create, right? Is that what you're saying? You have to kind of create the bubble. And then how big? Can you make them really big? Do they let you make them really, really big? Not really that big.
Like the size of a marble.
Okay, so you can only make little ones. Yeah. And then,
Like, I think, like, a little bit of a size like this.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit? Of a size like that?
Now, can they float? Like, can you throw them up in the air and then they float? Or do they just stick to your finger?
Well, they just, when you try to let them stick to your finger, then they kind of float, like, really fast.
Oh.
And I got one on my finger before, and on my hair. Oh. It was, like,
it was stuck in your hair?
Yep. Can you see that?
Was it tricky to try to get it out of there?
Yep, it was tricky.
Because it grappled on, right? It was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm hanging on this hair. That's great. You're not getting rid of me.
I think if it was on your hair, then it would be even stickier.
You know what? After we hang out, I'm going to go get a haircut. Not a big haircut, but just I'm going to cut some of this hair. Isn't that crazy how long it's gotten?
You cut some of your own hair.
Is that crazy? It's gotten so long. I had to grow it for a movie.
Yeah.
I had to grow for my hair is attacking me.
How did it grow that fast?
I know, right?
How did it?
It always seems like yesterday that I didn't have that much hair, and now all of a sudden I do. Nice to meet you. I like to wear my hair in front of my eyes. That's good. That's good. That's good. Oh my gosh. That's great.
Send a picture of this.
Oh yeah, hold on a second. All right, let me pause this. Oh boy. Okay, well, what's this guy again? James? Okay, so that's James the Choo Choo, right? Oh, that says alien on it, right? Yeah, alien. Can you say police car? Uh-huh, that's good, that's good. This one is James the Choo Choo, right? And then this one is another police car, right?
Yeah.
What's this called?
I caught some bubbles.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You found this in the grass, huh?
Yeah, that's part of the bubbles.
Oh my gosh. Isn't it crazy how the bubbles form that way?
Yeah.
And look at all the sparkles. There's sparkles on here, on the alien car.
Let's go for a run.
You want to run in the yard, JoJo? Well, let's run in
the
yard.
Chase.
Right? Okay.
Okay, I'll chase you.
Okay, hold on. Let me put this down. Let me put these bubbles down.
You chase me.
Oh, I like that idea. I like that idea.
It helped a lot.
Put this down and take a quick guzzle of my beer.
It's like a tiger mosquito.
Ah. Let me go. I'm going to put this beer inside.
JoJo, uh-uh. No.
You can't hide your lying eyes. I got to tell you, this is such a dream to be able to have the kids here, play with these kids. I mean, they're growing so fast. We have Uncle George's guitar here. Uncle George died about a year ago. He's Monica's uncle, and he is going to give his guitar, or actually the aunt is giving him, giving Josh the guitar. Wait, someone's at the door. I think it's one of the kids. Hello there, little Josh. Hi, Yella. I wanted to play this guitar just a little smidge. I'm recording a little bit of just the beautiful sound of it. Boy, that sounds beautiful. That's good, Ella.
These were some of the crayons that I was talking about.
Oh, those are cool crayons. Those are big ones.
Those are the crayons that I was talking about that they were going to be colored with.
I'm playing our theme song that we were singing while we were here. Here we go. Slide Climbers of America, whoa. Slide Climbers of America,
whoa. Help me find...
Oh, what are these?
Oh, they're the cards.
Oh, they're cards. I thought they were crayons. Oh, so what do you do with those cards? What do you do?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like...
I used to find another card that looks like the same.
Oh, that makes sense.
But
that
I
makes
do not
sense.
Know where... Pack of
crayons. We can play with those if you'd like.
Yeah.
Here's our song that we invented. Slide Climbers of America, whoa. Slide Climbers of America, whoa. Slide Climbers of America. Slide Climbers of America, whoa. Slide Climbers of America, whoa. Slide Climbers of America. 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 Josh?
There's two! Sir!
Do you like the sound of the guitar?
It's so
good. Yes, ma'am.
It's two.
Come here, monkey.
It's great. He's saying sounds. It's great because it's like he knows what he's saying and he knows how he's trying to communicate it.
He's so intent on saying things, you know. I mean, he's got stuff he's talking about. He just does not want to speak English.
Yeah.
Right, buddy? That's okay.
Reminds me of just like how Ella is writing down things in her journal. Right? She writes down notes.
She'll write lists. Mm. But she won't keep it in one thing. She has like multiple loose papers everywhere.
Oh.
But what we need to do is create a journal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea.
What does she carry around with her when you guys are doing yard work?
That's her little notebook. Exactly. It's a little notepad, little flip notepad, spiral notepad thing. And she'll write down just all kinds of various things in it. And yeah, you're right.
Is that notepad reserved only for the yard work?
No.
Or is that all kinds of stuff?
It's all kinds of stuff.
What's interesting is...
Come on, George.
Have you asked her yet to look through...
Lay down, baby. Lay down.
Look through. Have you ever asked her to look through the notes and then read them back to you?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
It'd be interesting to see...
I need you to lay down. Please, please, please. It's going to be just
boy.
Another second. Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. Who's a big
good
boy?
Yay! High five!
Yeah. Jojo, do this. Jojo, high five. No, high five.
Ah. High five and a fist bump. High
yeah.
five.
Yeah.
And then... Here you go. High five. And then high five.
Okay.
And then boop.
Okay, almost done.
So Ella, did you bring any of your notes that you write down?
What notes?
Honey, the notes in your little notepad. You know your little spiral notepad?
My little one?
Yeah.
My little purple one?
Yeah, the purple one's new. The other one that you have at home, did you bring that one with? Because it'd be cool if you started keeping your journal, and we could write down everything that goes on.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, you want to do a high five? High five, and then boop. Oh, yeah. You want to go run in the yard? Let's go play in the yard. Let's go play in the yard. Oh, yes. Here, let's go outside. I'll help you open this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Are there any more brewskis in that fridge?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you want to do a high five? Boop. And then... Boop. Yeah! Oh, my gosh. How cool. He's putting his hand up like this. He's just waiting. He's, like, putting his hand up like this. Like,
yeah.
Where's my high five?
Big journal?
Oh, yeah. Bring your journal, Ella. I would love to read it. You can read it out to us. Read to us what you have found in there.
Not for consumption.
Uh-oh.
To clean them up, just let it dry and then vacuum, it says.
Huh.
I think those are twisties.
Oh, yeah? Blue Moon.
Jojo, you want some grapes?
You just hold the apple juice upside down.
You want juice? You want juice? Where's your cup?
Wiseman once taught me this.
Weisenheimer.
Yeah, Weisenheimer.
Where are you going, buddy?
Okay, so did you try to
open
that? Oh, a box in here!
Let's take
there's
these outside, and then we can take
there's
a look
a
at these.
There.
Oh boy, there
there's
is. So let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Shy
spiced ale. No wonder that tastes so interesting. It's like chai tea. I've never tasted ale that tasted like tea before. Mmm. Mmm, chai tea is so good. Mmm. All right, and then we'll run through the yard. How about that, Ella?
Yeah.
We'll run through the yard.
Okay.
Go those cicadas. Wow. I love it. When I was a little kid, I'd hear the cricket sounds, and I'd look around furiously for the crickets so I could actually see them doing it in action. It always baffled me. I'd always hear about people talking about, oh yeah, here comes the cicadas again. I mean, this is just incredible. So there's the circadian rhythm, and then there's the circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm. Amazing. They're coming from all directions. It's like I can hear them, but you don't see them anywhere. Interesting.
Inspirato Projecto. You are hilarious. Your voice impersonations, is that how you say it? Your voice impersonations are really good. Like, wow. And I've been by your station and I heard a few of your creative expressions of voices. And some of them are really, really on point. You actually sound like the actual person. So I really enjoyed that. And thank you for leaving John Travolta on my station. I remember that show. The Carters, or Welcome Back Carter, I think it was. Yeah, Welcome Back Carter. So thank you for sharing that. It definitely made me laugh. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. Have a blissfully, blissfully blessed and beautiful, beautiful day. Take care of you. Oh, and this is Red Sable of Fuel Your Soul. Take care of you.
So we're at a place. Jenny, what's the name of this place?
Mariano's.
Mariano's. Any of you who have a Mariano's, you know what I'm talking about. There are lots and lots and lots of options. In addition to being grocery store, they have all this food out here. Right now I'm looking at taffy apples, various kinds of taffy apples. Some with peanuts on them. Some with, M&M's on them. Astounding. Some with what looks like, what is that? Pecan turtle caramel apple. I'm looking at cottage cheese, strawberries, pomegranate seeds, cantaloupe, pineapple, lemon wedges, raspberries, all kinds of mixed berries, blueberries, mixed grapes, apple slices, strawberries, honeydew, pineapple, guacamole. So much stuff here, and you can get whatever you want and then eat it here. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the fact that I had 3 or 4 beers, but having those beers put me more into a mood of wanting to just keep that buzz going. So you wonder to yourself, you wonder, do you spend money on a six-pack or money on chicken strips, kidney beans, et cetera, rosemary, Tuscan bean salad, orzo, and current salad. What do you place your money? I'm just not really interested in eating anything right now. I'd like to. I just don't know what's appetizing right now. I don't know. If you were in my shoes, what would you do? Would you go for the Italian grape tomato salad? The El Rancho vegetable salad? The blueberry spinach salad? The Italian Roma tomato salad. What would you do? Would you just get a whole bunch of marinated mushrooms? I know how excited they were to bring me here, and I know how excited they were to eat. And I don't at all want to be a downer by any means. I think by me being out here, this happens whenever I come to Chicago area, I feel melancholy. It's the first time I'm saying this publicly or otherwise. I feel melancholy when I come to Chicago. not even certain how to even properly explain my feelings behind that. Especially seeing the kids, there's that feeling of excitement to see them grow up, excitement of playing around with them, the sadness of seeing them get so old so fast, the sadness of knowing that my brother and I were that age at one time, the innocence lost. Can we stay innocent? I know Andy Kaufman would frequently ask people that. Am I still innocent? Through my years, I've become much more of a philosopher, I would say. What did you get, Mom?
I got a couple fried shrimp, breaded shrimp, and chicken with rice soup.
Oh, cool. What are you getting, Jen?
Different salads and veggies.
Oh, wow.
And, vegan, vegetarian, chili.
So what do? They charge you by the pound?
Yeah.
Really? So it doesn't necessarily matter what you get, it's just by, they charge you by whatever the pound is?
Well, things have different prices. Maybe it is by the pound.
Yeah, it's $6 a pound.
Oh, gotcha.
Which, of course, you don't know.
Oh, salad bar, $6.
That's kind of how they get you, because then you want a little bit of everything, and then by that time it adds up, and it's, you know, ends up being over.
You end up getting a $12 salad.
So I got a little bit of everything. Make it a meal.
Yeah.
It's still worth it. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you it's really good. It's amazing how many different options they have here.
It was exciting to come here.
Yeah, this is a wonderland. This is like a theme park of foodstuffs.
This is the second time I've been here.
Wow.
This one.
I'll go pay for it,
Elma. All right, come on.
So much good stuff here. I just can't seem to wrap my brain around it. What to get.
Okay, well, maybe we have to shop a little bit, so maybe by that time you'll think of something you want.
Yeah, maybe. There's a carrot cake here. Caramel iced cake square. So much here. There's so much.
Get drinks.
Should we go around and find drinks before you pay for this thing?
I don't know. Ask the lady behind you.
Excuse me, how does it work with, well, let's say if you want to get drinks and whatnot, how does that work with this whole situation?
You want to get drinks?
Yeah, we didn't think about it till now. Maybe I'll wait.
Okay, you can pay for anything on this.
Just to pay for it all at once. Just get something over here.
So maybe just find the drinks first and then just
pay for it all at once.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Have you
one? Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. I didn't even think about that until now.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Wow, man. Wow. I want to see these are the times that knowing the knowledge you know is really, these are the circumstances to actually apply that knowledge. In addition to the times where you feel great and you feel awesome and you feel in your element already, these are the real times. You know, this is the field testing. This is the taking what you know and applying it to various areas, you know, when you go into areas where you don't necessarily attribute to something comfortable. Not that being out here is uncomfortable. by any means. You know, the point of this podcast is not to show uncomfortability in various areas. The point of it is to show the inspiration behind the process. Inspiration behind creating what you love to create in the world that you're creating. A lot of this stuff out here for these next few podcasts, possibly two or three a day for the next 4 days, at the very least one a day. The whole point, you know, I mean, the thing about this is that this is a trip into the past, sort of a time travel experience. Oh, maybe a Mountain Dew. Yeah. See, there's this thing where, I mean, my job, my mom works at this old folks home. You know, a convalescent home kind of place. And, you know, she only makes like $12 an hour. Oh, no, thank you. I'm just looking at it all. It looks so delicious.
Ooh, lemon basil. That's for
the oh, thank you, Mom. So to have your mom want to pay for stuff, she paid for our flight out here. And I feel horribly guilty, horribly guilty. But I knew I couldn't afford the flight out here. It's either a flight or a plane ride. I mean, a flight or a... So I put that towards my rent. And my mom, I mean, I don't know what her rent's like. This is a true dilemma here, folks, where you're going... You know, and you're carrying this around with you. And each day that I'm here, I'm thinking I'm missing out a day out on a day of work, of editing wedding videos, of doing what I know I need to be doing, of doing Bloody Bobby stuff. Black pumpkin stuff, et cetera, et cetera.
I get my bags.
Your bags?
It doesn't matter.
You don't need to. We can put it back in here. We're going to eat right now.
Oh, okay. I'll go get my bags.
Here,
this is yours for the guide.
What's this for?
For your ride.
Thank you.
What, back to the airport?
One, two,
a ride? For my ride?
Here.
Am I doing it right?
She just gave me money for my Uber ride. I mean, gosh. God, man. I need to just chill out. I need to accept the abundance, the way that it's coming through. And I can't worry about these human things. That's the point. I'm not supposed to worry about the human things. I cannot let human things get me gunked up. It distracts me from really focusing on the bigger picture, the big cosmic picture. That's something I need to focus on here. If you have ever gone back home to visit family, and you got some suggestions, please, if you're on Anchor, please send me some just suggestions through the app. If you're not, send me some email suggestions, inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. I'm at such odds. Maybe this is good for me to document this, because I need to look back on this and sift through it and find out. It's just... It's a conundrum. It's a conundrum. We live on a planet. Thank you guys, by the way, for the amazing piece that you added to the last episode. I completely meant to thank you for that. Phew. fuel your soul left a great message at the beginning of this episode. By the way, you guys, wow, this trip here, I'm utilizing the techniques that I've been learning. I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer at all, by any means. I'll be continually broadcasting to you the things that have been going on out here. You'll be hearing interviews with old friends, family. You'll hear a lot more of me talking with the kids, of course. This is a rarity. This is so exciting for me to be able to hang out with my niece and nephew. They live all the way out in Tennessee. So for them to be in town, we surprised them. For them to be in town and for us to come into town and say hi and be a part of tomorrow's reunion, which is going to be a lot of old school friends. Some of our family's going to stop by. And that's going to be awesome. So far, we've already done, you know, a few podcasts since being out here. There's going to be more. So, please, you have my permission. Don't listen to these podcasts if you don't want to hear them. It's fine. And I don't need to tell you that. Just shut it off at any time. As I've stated before, this podcast is for my future self. This is all documentation for my future self. So he knows what's been going on in his life through these years. A lot of this stuff is not documented by folks. Some folks keep a journal. They handwrite their journal. They handwrite their diary. Well, you, my friends, have become that audio diary, that audio journal, my idea book. You now hold the burden of deciding whether or not you want to hang on and check out what's going on here or not. I am just amazed that anyone's listening to it, to be honest with you. So, thank you for that. In other news, here at this place, you can get a Roundy's savory snack, 10 for $10. That's it. And that's to assume that each one of these little things that I'm looking at is worth a dollar. For those of you who want to know what a Roundy's savory snack is, what I'm looking at right now, this is... looks like a trail mix situation, some nuts, raisins, and then a little separate thing with some cheese in there. Folks, we're going to be bringing more information, so hang on tight.
Do you like yogurt?
I do.
Found some coffee yogurt.
A couple of those
other fruit ones at home. Chobani. This one is good. If you like green.
You know what I've noticed is that yogurt portions have gotten smaller.
Yeah.
Through the years.
The zero one, but I like these and the Chobani is
delicious. Oh. Chobani.
So got a couple
of
like.
We're going to look for some yogurt.
We have to go to the hospital. I'm not going to the hospital. Oh my God. So we couldn't figure out what it was. I didn't feel any pulse, but it was just, you know, we put pressure on it. his leg elevated, put a tourniquet on it, and, you know, that was like for 15 minutes, applying heavy pressure. I'd take it off very slowly, and all of a sudden, sprout up again.
Where was it, near his kneecap, or
yeah,
where?
Yeah, I said, I think you hit, it was right here on the side. I said, because you've been running, I think you overdid it, and you had a bone spur, and the bone spur punctured through and hit a blood vessel.
And he did not want to get this fixed?
No. He said, well, they won't do anything. I said, well, they'll stitch it up, and they'll stop.
So he just woke up with knee gushing blood?
Yeah, no pain.
All over his... What the heck?
And I said, Bruce...
No pain?
Honest to God, it looks like a crime scene. So I went to... I got him something frozen. I don't know what that I stuck on there. I bandaged it as best I could with what I had. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what, you know, I will be home until 3 o'clock today. And then I had a baby shower, some kind of shower or something that I had to go to. Or 4 o'clock, I was going to be home until 4. It was my one day off. And I said, you know, I'll run up to Target and get some more supplies for you. And I'll come and I'll bandage it up real good. You have your cell phone. I have my cell phone. It'll take me 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I know exactly what I need. I'll be right back. I'm going to come and bandage it up real good. Keep the ice. Keep your foot above. Your heart has to be up higher, you know. And, don't move it. Don't try to hobble anywhere. Just stay there. He said, okay. But I was afraid he was going to faint because we don't know how long he had been doing that. So he bled through the first bandaging and put through. So I changed it. And then I wanted to, try and talk him into going. I said, I'd take you to the ER now. He just would not go. And I said, well, let me at least clean up some of this blood. He said, no, you've done way too much already. I don't know what I would have done without you if you weren't here. I said, you would have called 911. That's what you would have done. Because something's really wrong. I mean, first of all, I'm surprised you didn't pass out when you stood up. And you could have gotten, then you would have bled to death because nobody would have known. We don't even know when this started.
So he called you at what was it, like 6:30 a.m.?
First time he called me was like 5:30. And then the second time was close to 6:30.
Mm.
And so I thought he must have misdialed me at 5:30. Because there's the only way he would call me at that hour. And at 6:30, okay, something's wrong.
So he runs a lot?
He started running about a year ago. He has one knee that he had replaced. So he's slowly getting into running.
And you think some kind of bone issue in there? Like punctured
like
through some kind
chip.
Of...
Yeah.
I mean, that must be terrifying to wake up like that in the morning and your knee is gushing blood and you're, like, sleeping in a bed of blood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how soon after that did you talk to them to find out, like,
oh,
what
I checked on him
was
every
going on?
Hour. Every hour till for 3 days.
And then it just healed, I guess?
I told him, change the bandage. I mean, if you see that it's coming through, of course, we had gauze on it this thick, and then wrapped, and then an ace bandage wrapped around that.
Thank God you have the training that you have, and you know
what
you know, and you're able to see the sight of blood without...
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem for me. I can handle all that. I know what to do. But I just didn't want, I was just thinking that, well, he could have been anywhere. He goes to the city quite often. He has an old aunt that was out there that he goes to see brings her food and stuff. He could have been driving out there. His mother's in a nursing home in Skokie. I'm thinking, oh my God, he could have been on his way there.
Hmm.
That's what I was worried about. I'm glad that whatever it was that happened was here. But that was my take on what probably had happened. And I said, you know, if it starts giving you pain, well, then the blood, after about, let's see, it was 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, about 10:30 that morning, it was subsiding where it was not, you know, coming through the bandage. Then I had him take, after that stopped, after the blood stopped, about 8 hours later, then I had him take a couple of Tylenol because, you know, he was getting a headache. I said, yeah, you're getting a headache from the blood. But I didn't want him to take it sooner because that also acts as a blood thinner, you know. So even though he wasn't having any pain, but I knew he'd probably end up with a headache because he was bleeding a lot.
Mm.
I didn't want him to take it sooner because then he'd continue bleeding a lot. So it was about... The next day he said he was doing much better. And he said it still wasn't, like, didn't hurt him. It felt kind of like a bruise would feel. And I told him I would do your wash and stuff. I don't want you going up and down all those stairs. He said, well, no, you know, if I just keep my legs straight and, you know, you show me how bad, no. I said, you know why? Because I don't want to be sitting here and hear you tumble down the stairs. So I'm selfish, you know, on my part.
So you did his laundry or whatever?
So I just did a couple loads of that laundry.
Hmm.
But such a mystery, so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
But if he hadn't warned me, I really would have thought that he was shot because the blood was splattered into a big pool of it. Oh, good Lord, what the hell?
Wow, so that he had that wonky knee and then he was had to clean up all that blood all over his house. I mean, he was in his bed. He had to have gotten a new bed, I'm assuming.
I don't know. I mean, he had a mattress pad on, but unless he had some kind of a vinyl liner or something under that. Yeah, he had to. I didn't see the mattress get tossed out, so he must have had something to protect it. But the blood out of the carpet, now I don't know. I haven't been up there. I mean, I peeked in on him a few times, but I didn't go through the whole apartment to check all the areas, you know. But, you know, he's always like, no, everything's fine, everything's fine, don't worry about me. He's a good neighbor, you know, he'll check on me, and if he doesn't hear from me for, you know, a few days, he'll check, just make sure.
Wow.
You know, he doesn't, like, we don't bother each other, though, you know what I mean? Like, we're not in each other's way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bother each other that way. But he's the one that watches Dylan for me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Cool, you help each other out.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know that he's, you know, he's there, and he knows I'm here, so if I need him, I can call him.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.